Live from the American Gulf Coast, it's the Dave Nemo Show.
You know, it keeps happening. We keep ended up getting into conversations while we're not even on the air. They kind of just pull us straight into the next conversation. It's been a remarkable 3 hours, hasn't it?
It has been a remarkable 3 hours. This is going to be a real good one, too. That is for sure. Because if you thought that Alphabet Soup Bowl was full in the last hour when... Ross was with us earlier. Ross Frode is staying with us. We're going to add a little bit more. CTF, the Cybersecurity Task Force. And I think maybe we'll possibly walk through a little bit of the history with the old Highway Watch program that everybody might remember from the 90s, maybe? Yeah. So we'll get into a lot of stuff here. But Mark Zachos is with us from DG Technologies, our sponsor for our full four-hour broadcast here from Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center for the TMC Annual Meeting 2020. Next year, we'll all be heading for Orlando, Florida. Looking forward to that. But this is an incredible facility, and the people here have been just extraordinary in terms of helping us out and getting things smoothed out. But cybersecurity, now, it comes up a lot. Before cybersecurity, guys, there was plain old security. If you see something, say something, right? And Highway Watch, I thought, Ross, was a pretty good program. It's I don't know what really even happened to it, but a lot of drivers were very enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if many people know, but ATA started Highway Watch.
Yes, I do.
That was
know
an ATA
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
And also, fun note, remember the DC sniper?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Horribleness? The Highway Watch solved that case.
Yeah.
It was a truck driver that called the Highway Watch number and found the DC sniper at a gas station. So it actually works. I know it's not ATA's. It's not under ATA anymore. I don't know really what happened to it either. It fizzled out after 9/11. I know it was a funded
ironically
program.
Again.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it is still controlled though by the Department of Homeland Security. I think they took it up.
But I think it's pretty much just on the shelf right now. If I'm not mistaken, Mark, have you heard anything very much more about it?
I haven't heard anything about that. With everybody with their cell phones now and all the
Everybody's a journalist now, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just young people are changing. The millennials are changing. There's new practices, and we got to be secure across the board, right?
Well, that's the other problem, too, though, is we've had this explosion of technologies. Everybody, like I said, everybody's got their cell phone. Everybody's got the ability to kind of conduct surveillance. A lot of people are conducting surveillance all the time, don't even think about it as surveillance. Mm-hmm. I heard a great joke one time that half your Facebook friends aren't friends. They're surveillance cameras, just kind of keeping up with what's going on with you. But, you know, part of the whole thing is this dispersal of all this kind of information technology means that we've actually kind of lost a certain level of being able to do security because there's so many different sources of information and so many points of view and so many access points of view. Part of the reason why we have a cybersecurity task force is to begin to kind of figure out how we can unify is a kind of a tough word because it also kind of has implications to it, but how we can get a consistent language and pattern of security going in the industry, right? I mean, that's what you guys are up to here, right?
One of the things that we've been working on in our cybersecurity task force is new recommended practices. And the first one that we've just about finished off on for publication is for insurance considerations. So if you buy equipment...
That word has come up more than once this morning, as you can well imagine.
Yeah, so if you buy any equipment, really, how do I know if I get hacked, if my computers get hacked, my trucks get hacked? Am I covered? My business is interrupted. Is that insurance going to cover me for, should I have special language in the special rider in the policy? There's a lot of confusion here, and that's part of the reason that we're working on this RP for.
I want to pick out one little word out of that, and the word is no, K-N-O-W. and that is, we don't even know sometimes that we've been robbed. Like if you're having a dinner at a truck stop, you walk back out to your truck and it doesn't start, you can't figure it out, you realize, oh my goodness, my tanks are empty, somebody stole my fuel. You know immediately something happened. Sometimes you never know, I guess, sometimes when you are cyber hacked.
Well, I'll tell you another story on that. One of the other things we're doing with TMC is creating a program we call CyberTech. So CyberTech has a lot of different facets, but The CyberTech program also trains technicians to be cybersecurity aware. And in fact, part of the work that we're doing through TMC is through in the autumn meeting, we'll have a challenge, we call it the SuperTech Challenge, and we have a CyberTech station there where we actually challenge technicians to find a cybersecurity breach into a truck, into a vehicle. We'll actually have trucks that guys like me, you know, white hat guys, that'll be hacking into. We'll plant a bug in, and then the technicians will come in, and there'll be a challenge where they have to find it. They don't have the time to fix it, but they have to identify and find that bug there. So those are great practices, because again, you don't know if you've been hacked or not, and what are the you know, characteristics, and what do you look for? Is it a bad sensor, or somebody actually, you know, went in there and cut the wires, or stole my fuel?
So you don't
somebody hacked me, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's very interesting.
You know, when we were talking in the last segment with Ross, the idea of connectivity is really important here too, because it, you know, before it was the way you had security issues was somebody walked into your truck, stole it. They stole your gas or your tires or drove the truck off.
Oh, it still happens.
You know, believe me. But many times it happens.
There goes Safety Sammy, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of runaway trucks.
Safety Sammy is right behind us as we speak. But the thing is, but now when they steal your truck, even if they do an actual theft of your truck, they have to have technology skills to a certain level and a certain degree. But it also means that everybody, once again, from the front office to the person right down driving that truck, has to be connected to guarantee this security. The technicians are looking for back doors. The guys in the truck or the gals in the truck are looking for certain things that don't seem quite right. The people who are doing the hiring are hiring security agents. So there's a certain level of where security and connectivity really play to one another, right?
Yeah, and then I'll offer up another thought on that, because, you know, we've got all these cell phones, and everybody, you know, you're off duty, you're looking at your emails or, you know, watching YouTubes or whatever. You got to be careful always. That's the biggest way of getting into any of your systems, your computer systems, your back office systems, or your truck systems, is through a cell phone connection. You click on something here, and the cell phone has a Bluetooth on it. It may talk to your ELD. It may talk to your truck. You know, there's this back door that you can find. The bad guys find. They're very smart.
You can connect. They can connect.
We had a guest on our show a couple of months ago named Mark Graney, who took over the helm for Tom Clancy when he passed away. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called Red Storm, and the idea was the way they set off a power grid shutdown is one guy gets an email from his mother. He clicks on it, and when he does, it makes one breaker go wrong. It sets off a chain reaction that cuts the power. And the thing is, he based it on truth. This kind of stuff can happen, that the smallest thing, they figure out you, they figure out a way into your truck, they figure out the general system, and then the security problem isn't just with one truck, is it? It's with the data management of an entire system as well.
The Department of Homeland Security has done studies on this, and the TSA, not the TSA guys that make you take your shoes off at the airport, but there's other TSA guys watching this sort of thing for transportation security. And emails, 90% of the cybersecurity breaches come through phishing emails.
Wow. Ross, I was going to ask you, because both you gentlemen are in a position to kind of convince people who are leaders in the industry. Do you have a hard time selling this? Do people believe it? I mean, do people buy it?
Yes, and actually it just grows and grows. Monday alone, during the task force meeting, the cybersecurity issues task force that Mark Zacos chairs, had over 200 people in it. And previously it was smaller. It just keeps growing up. But it's not a hard sell. People understand cybersecurity. They just don't know what to do with it. And a lot of this comes from what ATA has been doing with TMC through a program that we developed called Fleet CyWatch. Easy Google search will find it. Mm-hmm. And it's on ATA's website, and it works with DHS. It works with the FBI. They actually were the proponents to develop this program for the trucking industry. And we, through that, work with CyberTech skill stations. We work with Mark Zacos' Cybersecurity Issues Task Force. And we help develop resources and best practices to educate industry how to better connect your services to your truck, to your back offices, how to understand ransomware, the number one problem right now in fleets and back office terminals and things like that. I get reports all the time from fleets from ransomware, all the time. And that's the purpose of Fleet Sidewatch, to report those things. And then we spread that education out to other fleets so they don't get hacked. There's a lot of other things that can go on Fleet Sidewatch.
You're going viral to prevent the bad guys going viral.
Correct,
is what
yeah.
you're doing, essentially.
Wow, yeah. You know, I want to kind of zero back on something that you said, Mark. You brought up CyberTech, or maybe you did, Ross, but CyberTech, you know, teaching techs to watch out. You have a station now for the next super tech. I asked Dave's dumb question of the day earlier. I'm going to ask Dave's hard question, and I'm going to kind of maybe pretend I'm in Shop Talk or Fleet Talk, where you get the hard, tough questions. At CyberTech, cybersecurity, asking technicians who are already being asked to do a whole heck of a lot and also are being asked to learn a lot of stuff today that's going to be outdated tomorrow. So you got to learn tomorrow what's going to be outdated yesterday. Human, where is the human factor here? How are we going to have a breakdown of the human ability to just keep up? And I can't take one more thing on my plate. Are we? I'm sure we're pretty far away from that. But since we're moving so fast to where we're going, is that on the horizon?
1 second, guys. We're going to let them digest the question, process it, take ourselves into a break so you guys have a sense to get your thoughts together. It's a great question. We'll be right back, guys. And by the way, Dave, tell who brought this to all of us.
DG Technologies is bringing you our entire broadcast this morning, our full 4 hours from the TMC20, the 2020, to say that again, annual meeting. And DG Technologies, the website, very easy. The DPA 5 Pro is what you need to diagnose and, you know, talk to your engines. DG Tech, the letters DG Tech, T-E-C-H, DGTech.com. It's a great website, too. Before you replace that DPF, you might want to check out the alternatives, DPF alternatives to be precise. Now, those folks are so confident in their superior emission services that they've backed it up with a one-year warranty, and it's honored at all their locations nationwide. DPF alternatives. Now, they use state-of-the-art equipment and a proprietary process to renew your filter and put your hard-earned money in your pocket, not up in smoke. So go to dpfalternatives.com or call 888-373-2583. And they'll give you the particulars on filtering particulate. That's dpfalternatives.com.
Hey there, professional drivers. Homer Hogg here for TA Truck Service. You know, nothing is more shocking than an electrical system failure. Proactively testing your truck's electrical system from time to time, especially during these cold winter months, will greatly reduce the chance of an electrical emergency. Just stop into any TA Truck Service location, and one of our highly skilled expert technicians will use state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment to identify potential points of failure and repair them before they take you and your truck off the road. Need to upgrade the nerve center of your truck's electrical system? We got you covered. High-quality, high-performance Northstar professional batteries are now available at more than 80 TA Truck Service locations. Visit ta-petro.com to find a location near you. TA Truck Service. More bays, more expertise, and more solutions.
TA Petro. Full service means at your service.
And here we go, man. That's kind of fantastic.
Wow, I'll tell you what. We are broadcasting with some of the most advanced, even not on the market yet, broadcast technologies. I kind of explained how we are underground and we are getting 5x5 signal out of here with new technology that we have. And one of the headphone cords just got accidentally unplugged. And I made the statement that, boy, we need to get some wireless headphones. And Mark Zakos, you said,
well, you're actually using the most secure connection right now from a cybersecurity point of view, right? Bluetooth. Bluetooth is hackable, quite hackable, very, very easily hackable. So with a wired connection, don't worry. No one's going to jump in and pretend they're you, Dave.
Wow. They will be sorry if they did, because you don't want to be me. And don't worry, folks. All of our communications here is secure. It's all wired. And that means nobody is listening.
It also means we're papered as well, too. We have lots of paper all over the desk. You made that point, too, as well, Mark. I thought very well the idea that there are trade-offs. Some of these new technologies are wonderful, and we want them for efficiency and productivity. But we've got to make sure when we get them, we understand they contain risk, right?
Part of the risk also comes from attacks called man-in-the-middle. So you mentioned
man-in-the-middle
attacks. And, you know, I was just kind of joking with you about someone pretending to be Dave. But seriously, you that guy who got the email from the mother that clicked here and, you know, in the book and everything shut down on the power grids, probably his mother didn't send that email. Or right? So those phishing attacks, you're getting emails from people saying, hey, I want to do this. You know, I'm your boss. Or I'm your fleet manager. I know Amanda was here a little earlier in your session talking about the fleet perspectives and efficiencies and uptimes. What if you get an email from, you know, the shop foreman and says, hey, I want you to do that. How do you know, it's him, right?
Yeah,
or her, right?
Yeah.
How do you know that, right? There has to be some kind of secure protocol in between those communications via email or texting or something else. It makes sense in this day and age, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's so funny because we're so rapid. We all want to work by email. We want to work by text, and we don't think about ever just making a phone call sometimes, or just saying hey, by the way, who am I talking to right now?
Can I tell you one quick story from our? I was down at the TMC session in September, and when I got my office is in Detroit, right? So I flew home. Got into the office late in the afternoon, and my controller works upstairs in our building, and she found out I was back in town, right, from my trip. She gives me a call. She says, I'll be right down to sign that bank transfer notice. I said, what bank transfer notice? I thought I got an email from you saying that you want to transfer like $78,000 to this, you know, we need it done right away.
Now, this is
a true story.
Yikes.
It happened to me. But the protocol, you were just saying, is that, hey, come downstairs, go face-to-face, talk to person to person. Let's make sure it is, you know, it is you.
The person, yeah.
It is you, not the man in the middle.
That's not the first time you've heard that, is it? That's kind of story
there's
like that.
There's an old
story I've heard.
Gospel
story I heard.
The man
but
in the middle.
Him, but yeah. Yeah. But that the whole idea, and it's sometimes such an interesting thing, too. We talk about the idea of all these kind of technological solutions. Sometimes the best security solution seems to be, look me in the eye and tell me it's you, you know. And we're not at that point yet. The Delos Corporation doesn't have androids that look like us yet. So
we deal with lots of fleet managers, owners, directors that go through the same problem that Mark just went through all the time. And we work with them through that process. There's a lot of availabilities and resources available. And the FBI and DHS know this, too. And they provide a lot of those availabilities also, so just know that.
When you're constructing those kind of resources, Rolf, when you guys are putting that together and making that happen, can you talk about the kind of protocols you're putting into place?
For developing the resources?
Yes.
Well, I don't control what the government does, you know, but what they do is see what our issues are. You know, they monitor and they watch what the trucking industry is going through. And there were some big hacks about 5 years ago that did happen to the trucking industry that affected global trucking industry issues. And that's something that the FBI and DHS took very serious. And they know that the U.S. trucking industry does over 80% of the freight deliveries that is driving America's economy. If trucks shut down, economy shuts down. They realize that. They do not want that happening. They wanted to work with us in developing like something like Fleet SciWatch, in which we are happy to do so, and working with our suppliers and vendors also in a lot of that ways. We develop resources together. They take those back. They review them. They work on them also. And then they provide us more education tools. It's a constant circle of communication and updating and process. A lot of innovative ideas come through it.
You know, Mark mentioned a little bit earlier Amanda Schuer, daughter of Dan and Judy and Homer Hogg. You were listening, Mark, to what they were saying. But Ross, I wanted to ask you, because one of the things they were talking about is there's no one-size-fits-all for predictive or preventative maintenance or maintenance at all, and there are so many unscheduled repairs now. So we're talking about squeezing that last penny, you know, as much as we can. Are fleets now starting to actually budget for cybersecurity, or is it just like a catch-as-catch-can?
I am on the maintenance side, budgeting for cybersecurity, I am not aware of. Yeah. Maybe something Mark can talk more about.
Maybe that's something we need to be talking about.
You know, we did update TMC's preventive maintenance inspection manuals. Actually, I was on your show by cell phone a year ago or so more. So we did update those PMI manuals. We do address cybersecurity in those manuals and educate the technician from on the ground level all the way up to the shop supervisor or manager, educating them about cybersecurity. But there's not a checklist that we provide, a cybersecurity checklist. Maybe Mark has something.
Yeah.
What I recommend to fleets and the maintenance managers is that you need to treat cybersecurity like you treat safety. So you have annual, ongoing, constant safety training for your team, for your drivers, for your technicians, for everybody in your shop. You need to institute a program similar to that for cybersecurity. And it's not that complicated. Hey, don't click on those emails. Don't click on those emails from your mother. She's not sending you emails, you know, at 6 a.m. saying, you know, have you brushed your teeth or whatever, right? So you can pretty much see what's going on when you're smart enough. But what happens, those attackers, those men in the middle, or ladies in the middle maybe, they're getting a lot wiser. They do what they call a reconnaissance. They're looking, once they understand, oh, Mark Zakos, he runs DG Technologies. Oh, I've heard him on the radio. Oh, I'm going to be able to pretend I'm him by sending an email to their accounting team. They're smart people. So that's the awareness.
They're working on percentages.
And they're working on percentages as well, right? So my little company is well trained, but you know, could it happen to me? Sure it can.
You know, we talk about the idea of distracted driving always being a problem out there on the road. It seems like often in the workplace it's distracted productivity, the idea that you're simply clicking on every button that comes your way, and that in some ways this can all be stopped by people no longer being distracted or playing Tetris or playing solitaire, but the idea is that you take the moment to go, oh, what am I clicking on before I click? In the same way when you drive a truck, you have to pay attention every moment of the day.
You do. And if I could tie something into maintenance procedures too, you have to pay attention there. A lot of people have talked about counterfeit parts.
Right, and the gray market.
You know, hey, I'm going to buy this DPA 5 from China. I found it for $200.
There's a reason
for that.
Somebody's getting their money's worth, and
right?
It ain't you.
It was designed in Russia. It was programmed in China. You know, all the stories of security is worst nightmare. So there's a reason for that. Just be aware. Just be, you know, it's not rocket science.
I hate to say this because it's become a mantra. It's been a mantra for a long time, but a mantra is a mantra because it's something that you have to continually repeat. Safety, safety, safety. All of our talk this morning has been based on this pyramid, and safety is at the ground level of this pyramid. Obviously, cybersecurity can mean, lost cargo, whatever, but it certainly can mean a runaway truck going on I-70 in Colorado because somebody has zapped it. Do you remember the guy in St. Louis when his buddy literally in the basement zapped his car, and he was going to do funny little things like turn the radio on and turn on the windshield wipers, and yet he pulled that car up to frightening speeds and put on the blah, blah, blah. Mm. So it has happened, and we know it's happening, but do we lose sense of safety when we talk about security?
You've got 30 seconds, by the way.
Yeah, so my feedback again goes all the way down from driving to maintenance to your entire operations. You got to install genuine parts. You can't cut corners. There's a reason things don't cost as much. And we can talk some more about that, but it's really imperative to know your sources, genuine sources.
And we will in the future when we get you back on the air. thank you so much for being with us here this morning, guys. Mark Zakos from DG Technologies, our sponsor for today's four-hour full-blown broadcast of the Dave Nemo Show from TMC's annual meeting here. DG Tech, T-E-C-H, DGTech.com. Ross Froat, thanks for doing a double session with us here this morning. Get you back on the program, too, on Tech Talk with TMC. Lots to talk about.
Only a half an hour left.
Well, thanks, guys.